In many school districts, for many reasons, students who don't learn how to read in elementary school never learn. Well, this year, the Chicago Public Schools began an experiment intended to help those students catch up. From Chicago Public Radio, Jody Becker reports.
Educators in Chicago have known for years that thousands of kids were making it into high school not really knowing how to read.
I found it because of the students I was getting in the auto shop. I would be teaching 4 or 5 reading strategies to get my point across so that they would learn the material. And so then I was like, well, I'm teaching reading anyway.
Alan Hartwell is now the reading specialist at Harper High on the city's south side. It's a position he's held since his shop class was phased out. Most students who've made it to high school not knowing how to read are adept at covering it up, says Hartwell. They may be able to decode the words they are reading or say them aloud, but have only limited comprehension of what they're reading. The problem is the same in high schools all over the country. Most high school teachers aren't trained to teach reading. When they try to help teenagers who can't read using textbooks with stories for second graders, students are often insulted or embarrassed when they're handed books originally written for 10-year-olds. When Chicago Public Schools CEO Arne Duncan took over 3 years ago, he vowed to help these students who are 14, 15, and 16 learn how to read. This year, he announced the High School Reading Initiative, aimed specifically at 14 troubled high schools, including Harper. Alan Hartwell, the reading specialist here, says most of his students want the help.
I would say 90% are receptive. They want to know how to read. They know they're struggling. Some can read, but they don't know what the problem is and why they're not getting to the next level. And what you explained to them, I'm here to individually go through all these aspects of your reading so we can find that little switch that can take you to the next level.
I pushed the heavy door open and walked into the library. The air is in the library.
Ninth grader James Bell says he's glad he was tapped for the extra help he gets in this 10th period reading class. Lanky and shy, Bell plays on the school's winning football team, but he's about 4 years behind grade level in reading.
It's helpful. I get 101, but I don't really need it because I'm doing fine in my class and stuff. I like to read to myself, though. That's why I like getting on the computer.
The approach uses a combination of computer coaching, supervised reading with the teacher, and students spending about 20 minutes reading to themselves. Students can choose from books on a range of topics, from dating to D-Day. What's new is that these books are not just recycled elementary school primers. They're written especially for high school students who are reading at the 2nd through 8th grade levels. There's widespread agreement that this new program is long overdue. Until this year, no one was dealing with how to help the thousands of Chicago high school students who couldn't read.
Teachers blame parents, parents blame teachers, okay? And the kids is the one falling through.
Von Lee has a daughter who's a senior at Harper High, and she's a member of the local school council. She says at this point, what's more important than figuring out why so many kids can't read is that for the first time, they have an opportunity to catch up. And she tells them to take advantage of this second chance.
I tell them, look ahead, because you're the one in control of your future now. And reading is it. And I tell them, don't be ashamed if you don't know a word, because you're the one losing out. And just humble yourself and get down and read.
School officials here say they'll consider the reading program a success if students catch up by at least 2 grade levels. If that happens, next fall, the program may be extended to reach students in the 10th and 11th grades. For NPR News, I'm Jody Becker in Chicago.